In Baghdad today, the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, General David Petraeus, announced a new push to root out al-Qaeda strongholds.
We have, in fact, just launched offensive operations in a number of areas around Baghdad in particular to go into areas that were sanctuaries in the past of al-Qaeda and from which they have launched car bombs and so forth.
General Petraeus conferred today with Defense Secretary Gates, who was visiting Baghdad. Secretary Gates also met with Iraqi leaders, urging them to move more quickly toward political reconciliation. The prospect of reconciliation seemed to dim this week when a major Shiite shrine in Samarra was bombed for the second time in 16 months. Several Sunni mosques have been targeted in apparent reprisal attacks. Last year's bombing in Samarra sparked a surge in sectarian fighting in Iraq, and U.S. officials have said another such attack would be their nightmare scenario. Here to talk with us about Wednesday's bombing and the security situation there is Major General Benjamin Mixon, the U.S. commander for northern Iraq. Thank you for being with us, General.
Thank you.
Do you know who's responsible for Wednesday's bombing?
I do know that the security guard force that was present at the mosque and had responsibility has been detained by the Iraqi government, and I'm sure from that we will learn specifically who is responsible.
So there is a sense that the very people who were in charge of guarding this mosque could have been part of the group that attacked it?
Well, we don't know that for sure, but certainly they had the responsibility. They were present at the time of the bombing. There were no shots fired to cause them to flee the scene, so it has to be investigated. The Iraqis are doing this, and I'm sure they will find out ultimately who's responsible.
Who was in charge of protecting the shrine?
There are Iraqi security forces located at every shrine and mosque that is of any significance around the country. The Iraqis do this, of course. Obviously, these are holy places that we respect. And they guard them. So these are guard forces that are trained to guard these particular areas.
There have been reports as well that some other mosques have been attacked, some Sunni mosques in reprisal for this. And witnesses are saying that security forces are not responding to those attacks. What does this whole picture say about the ability of Iraqi forces to provide security?
Well, I have not seen anything like that in my area of responsibility. What I have seen is Iraqi security forces, from the prime minister on down, went immediately to Samarra. They moved additional forces into that area. I was in Samarra today meeting with those security forces, and they had the situation in Samarra and the surrounding areas well in hand. So at least in that case, they reacted firmly, quickly, and took control of the situation. I have seen reports that some mosques have been vandalized and attacked in southern Iraq, but we're watching that very closely along with our Iraqi security forces, and we will keep an eye out to see if we have any escalation.
What makes you so confident that this is an isolated incident and that it doesn't have something broader to say about Iraqi security forces?
Well, I wouldn't call it an isolated incident per se. But what causes me to be positive about this is the quick reaction of the Iraqi security forces. You know, these kinds of things are going to happen. But when you see the Iraqi security forces respond very positively, it makes you feel good about what they're capable of doing.
General Benjamin Mixon is the U.S. commander for northern Iraq. He joined us from Tikrit. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.